You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. My name is Alistair Reid, and this week we're looking at how to get started in data journalism. Data has become one of the key sources for news stories in the digital age, be it freedom of information requests to local authorities or WikiLeaks' enormous data sets of diplomatic cables. The ability to spot a story and understand the data is vital in a newsroom. As Marianne Bouchard, web producer and data journalism project coordinator at Bloomberg News, explains.
I think that in the future, we won't talk about data journalism anymore. I think that data skills will be so integrated in the reporter's job that it will just be, you know, a routine to deal with data on a daily basis. We've got so much data, you know, being published every day. You have to get these skills. You can't, you know, you can't ignore, you know, the open data movement.
This isn't only for programmers, statisticians, and designers, though. There are many different strands and entrances to data journalism. Paul Bradshaw, who is an investigative journalist and blogger who lectures in online journalism, explains some of these roles.
I think anyone can do some sort of data journalism. It's a very broad range of skills. So, for example, FOI requests, for me, are quite an important part of data journalism. Being able to get the data in the first place, that's one part. But then you've got cleaning up the data so that you can ask it questions. You have mixing data together, and that's where spreadsheet skills and other tools become useful. You have communicating the story, so visualization, data visualization. There are all sorts of different elements to it which require different types of skills. Some of it is about design skills, some of it is, you know, hardcore programming, some of it is about understanding the Freedom of Information Act and the Data Protection Act and environmental information regulations. So it doesn't have to be all technical.
Nicola Hughes came into data journalism as a result of wanting to find more stories after being given odd jobs during her first internship after university. She dove headfirst into the programming side, setting up Dataminer UK and joining ScraperWiki before a Knight Mozilla fellowship took her to The Guardian. Nicola, who is soon to join The Times, says having an interest in the basics is the first step.
If the coding stuff never appeals to them, if the designing stuff never appeals to them, just being able to spot what is data and information and be able to use the free online, you know, Google spreadsheets, Fusion tables, that in itself is a huge benefit of you going into a digital newsroom, and will enable you to work with the interactives teams, the developers, and any sort of data journalism unit they have. You will be a really good source for them, you know. So even if there's no matter of failure in it, if you're exploring it, there's actually, because what you learn from it is so much more than what someone knows who just isn't interested, isn't involved, and just doesn't take part.
So how do you start? Here's Paul's tips.
If you start with a story, if you start with a question, if you're curious, then that will lead you to the tools and the techniques that help you solve that problem and answer that question. And then you'll get a new question and you'll learn new skills to solve that one. So it's really not about learning scraping or learning JavaScript or learning spreadsheets. It's about, right, I want to ask a question about council spending. And in order to answer that question, I might need some spreadsheet skills. That's where you start.
This may seem intimidating, but don't let the unknown put you off, says Marianne.
It's easy to get scared by data journalism, thinking, you know, oh my God, I don't know anything about numbers, and I don't know anything about the subject of this data, and, you know, where am I going to start? This is just really confusing. That's usually the first impression you get when you start working on a data journalism project. And the advice I would give is to forget about fear and just be bold and take this as a great opportunity to learn new things. I mean, nothing bad can really happen, can it?
Paul says that having a clear question is the first step, and staying focused on that while investigating, instead of getting distracted by all the other possible stories that could come out of the data set you're working on. And, vitally, teach yourself the skills along the way.
Use the internet to answer your technical questions. You don't need to approach this like learning history or geography. You're not going to read a book about Excel, really, because books about Excel are written for accountants and things like that. Really, you want to say, right, what do I need to find out? I need to use a spreadsheet to do this. And you Google using a spreadsheet to do this. And, you know, it's very likely you'll find a resource, a video even on YouTube, that tells you how to do that. Or go on Twitter and ask if anyone has any ideas, that sort of thing. And the internet's brilliant for this. And if you do find out how to do it, then, you know, write about it and share that.
Becoming part of an online community for sharing tools and methods is how both Nicola and Marianne learnt their trade and furthered their position by learning and sharing.
The online community is also amazing and usually very resourceful, so that anytime you come across a problem, you usually find someone to help you quite fast. So I think all the resources are there already.
Some data sets are so complex that sharing out the tasks is a more effective way of finding the stories. While some may stay in the front end of spotting, analysing and presenting the story within the data, the back end of programming and coding to make the data useful and readable is vital.
For me, because data is something that's born of the web and it has a turnover, it will change every 3 months, you need to be able to know the language of the web to keep up with it. Just because you can do data journalism without it, because even traditional, it's hard to say traditional journalists, even digital journalists in a digital first newsroom will rarely use anything further than a Google spreadsheet. So just being able to build something and know something about stats and maybe models and deciphering information coming out of the government and the data services is actually a speciality in itself.
But coding and programming is just one role in the team, and Marianne explains how this needn't be the only route into data journalism.
I don't want you to think that data journalism is just for geeks and that the job market is already harsh enough for you to bother specialising in something so niche and so risky. Data journalism is really exciting, and learning how to play with data is really worth it, because not many people are doing it. You become someone very special in the newsroom and someone that people want to get in their news organization. And what's really exciting about data journalism is that there are many ways to get to it. I don't think there's a magical formula, though, like a best route to take to get to data journalism. Some people start as programmers and realize they have a flair for news and graphics. Some people start as journalists and start learning codes little by little. You definitely don't need a degree in mathematics or programming to be a data journalist. I wasn't a big fan of math when I was a kid. And it's only when I learned how useful it could be for analyzing data and extracting information from complex files that I started learning statistics and started using Excel spreadsheets again.
While stories, angles, roles and tools will vary, some qualities are inherent to every data journalist. Here's Paul and Marianne's view.
I think the main skill is curiosity. People really get too hung up on the technical side of things. And, you know, the truth is that there are a lot of technical skills potentially that you could have, and that can be very intimidating, because I mean, even myself, I know a lot of things technically, but there are still a lot of things I don't know. There are a lot of particular languages or particular tools that I've never had a reason to use, and I don't get hung up on that because I've never had a reason to use it. And I will try and find reasons to learn new skills and learn new technologies and tools. But there's only so many things you can do. And perhaps one of the first skills of a data journalist is to let go of that, is to not try to do everything with everything. And it always comes back to the story.
I think you need to be curious, persistent and passionate. Those are the three skills and qualities a data journalist needs. Another great thing about this field is that one day you could be looking at financial data and the other you could be given sports data or environmental data. So really data journalism requires some good, the ability to learn quickly about anything. You need to be bold and to embrace a challenge.
If you want to find out more about getting started in data journalism, Marianne's blog, simply titled Data Journalism Blog, is a good place to start, as is the free and open source Data Journalism Handbook from the European Journalism Centre and Open Knowledge Foundation, whereas Nicola's Data Miner UK website and Paul's online project Help Me Investigate are just as useful. Look out for more about getting started in data journalism on the journalism.co.uk website next week. For now, here's some closing words of advice from Nicola.
One thing I would say about people wanting to get into it is you have to find your own way naturally. You have to constantly be learning. So it's the sort of thing that you actually have to naturally do it yourself.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.